This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Going to kick your week off with a bunch of sessions this Saturday. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of this conversation, being part of the conversation as a whole. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, where else, you really can't get any decent and honest information online, or very little of it, not online, but on mainstream media or anywhere else for that matter, right? Am I right or am I right? But seriously, you look at the stories that's happening this weekend. You look, God bless. Somebody's got to shut her off at some point in time. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Look, head up to the website for real, you know, check it out, therealside.com. If you want to check out the donation button there, you know, give up a cup of coffee, head on over. I would very much appreciate it. Or just give me your email address and or... If you give me your email address, we send out one email a week. And even that I forget to do sometimes. Right? Or text message. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right, a whole bunch of stuff going on. You know, it's really funny because the left is just having a field day with the fact that, look what happened to Trump. He didn't have the show at the... You know, at his rally that he usually has, what happened to the 1.2 million? What happened to this? What happened to... Like, these people just... This is proof that not only are they sick, but they're only looking for negativity on the man. They never talk about when he fills these stadiums and he has people outside waiting. Right? No matter how much I love Trump, if I'm told that there's a good chance there's going to be violence at these rallies, I'm not taking my kids. But you think about the violence that's been screamed, they've been talking about COVID, you know, it's going to go like wildfire at these rallies. They don't at protests, only rallies. It's just crazy. Dan Bongino, was really ripped on Fox News is the 5 about the rally, because, you know, again, they talk about how much more, how better Joe Biden is at reaching out to people. He reaches out to no one. Juan Williams described the half-full center as an epic embarrassment for Trump. And Bongino, I heard this, he says, you know, that's a little hyperbolic, don't you think? Right? The media's got everyone thinking, you show up, you're going to die. If you show up to a protest, you got nothing to worry about. I just said that. That's me. Now, while the Tulsa fire marshal, he said there was only 6,200 people there. All right? Secret Service has reported 12,000. Right? And they're the ones that gear up to make sure that they're going to be safe, right? Now, the communications director, Tim Murtaugh, said Sunday that 12,000 people made it into the arena. There was some violence outside the arena. But not only just that. I mean, Joe Biden, if he had 25 people at his rally, he would be doing great. Right? When he was in Pennsylvania, I think Bongino's right about this, It looked like people were invited to a, you know, a pinochle game or a Monopoly game or something. Not many people. Now, Williams, who's just hateful negative on Trump, said the Trump campaign should be embarrassed after hyping crowd sizes throughout his presidency and noting the campaign claimed more than 1 million people had signed up for tickets. Well, it's true. You know why? Because this afternoon, some of these social justice warrior lunatics were talking about how, you know, they had their people calling in and reserving tickets. And it wasn't to up the numbers of the president, right? It was to make them actually believe that they were, you know, they were running out of space. And maybe it would have kept people from coming. Nobody wants to be around, you know. I mean, in today's turmoil, why would you want to show up where there was going to be a million people? Right? Anyway. The, and all of this. Williams, again, taking a negative spin on all of this. He says, at some point you have to take responsibility. It's not the media. It's not the Democrats. It's the Trump campaign. Well, we've been listening to that mantra for a long time. We've been listening to the mantra that, you know, the Dems do everything right. The news is honest. And Trump and Republicans are dishonest. It is coming back to bite them. These polls aren't real. They aren't right. These are the same pollsters back in the days of Hillary Clinton. And not only that, it's not just that the polls aren't right. They're a snapshot in a period of time. Number one. Number two, who are they calling? Who are they talking to? I mean, the last one that we actually tore apart, if you recall, yeah, the last one we tore apart, they were talking about how they oversampled Democrats, and we couldn't get a number as to whether these were actual voters, likely voters. Doesn't do you any good to poll somebody who's sitting on the couch, you know, picking his nose with three-week-old underwear on. What good does that do? Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Always a pleasure to have her with us. Go heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Get involved. Get engaged. Come back with your notepad. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Go and see your house, your host. get to be the size of a house in this chair. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in because I have so much fun when she joins us. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, to kind of kick off the week, settle things in, and talk about the stuff from the weekend that nobody else is discussing. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always good. It's Monday. Nothing's gone wrong yet. Give it time. Anyhow.
Seriously. Come on.
Well, listen, I did wake up this morning to find out how heartbreaking it was that, Trump was only able to get between, depending on who you believe, 12 and 17,000 people to show up in the middle of a pandemic, threats of violence and all kinds of other stuff to a rally. It's all over.
Yeah.
He's losing his mojo.
Yeah, he's losing his touch. Definitely losing his touch on that one.
Yeah. Now, they couldn't say anything positive when there were overflows, and they had people outside waiting and camping out for 3 to 5 days ahead of time. Not a word.
No. And you know what's really funny? When this whole coronavirus thing happened, oh, my God, you have to stay home or you're going to kill grandma. And then when they had the protests for people who were sick of the BS and wanted to get back to work and open their businesses up, you're evil, you're killing your grandmother, you're murderers, you're awful. Oh, but then when the protests and the rioters came out, that was a different story. That's a noble cause. That's a noble cause. Even though some people actually got murdered because of rioters. That's a noble cause. And then all of a sudden the riots and the protests die down, and then the Trump rally is out again, and people want to get back to work, and, oh, no, you're killing grandma. Shut up.
Well, you know what I'm loving about this? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't stand the media, and any non-political, like just regular person, has to be looking at this. And anyone with any common sense has to look at this, whether they know anything about either party, and say, what are they doing? You know what I mean? Like, the media flip-flops depending on what it is any second of any day. And it's quite obvious they hate Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And they hate anything to do with freedom, liberty, or conservatism.
No. Come on. Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, look at... We have one dead. What is it? Is it called Chopistan now? Or whatever it is? Right? We have one died because they wouldn't let the ambulance in. It was a black man. Okay? So I guess BLM doesn't matter in Chopistan. Right? I mean, or any place that has been taken over by BLM. If they've got control, then do black lives really matter? I mean, this was an ambulance. This wasn't a police, group of policemen. This was an ambulance trying to get in to get this guy out of there so they could take him to get help. They wouldn't let him in.
Yeah, how about the 3-year-old the little black boy that was killed this week? You know, how about the 13-year-old little girl that was killed this week?
Oh, yeah.
They were killed by cops. They were killed by other black lives.
Well,
Black Lives Matter is a joke.
Yep.
They care nothing about black lives. It's all about pushing a Marxist agenda. They care literally nothing, not one thing, about any black lives at all.
I scoured the newspapers and the interweb today looking for the caravan that was going to Chicago to help with all the violence. And for some reason, I couldn't find it. But what I did love is some of the clips I saw where you had a couple of black community leaders who stood up and actually took BLM to task. And they said, look, either all Black Lives Matter or none matter. You know, we're not addressing black. Now, these were black leaders who said, we are not addressing the black-on-black violence. This isn't going to solve anything doing it this way. And they were exactly
not right. Exactly.
You know?
You know, they said, I heard one of them, and he said, where's the march? Why aren't there thousands of people out here about this little 3-year-old black boy? His black life. Why doesn't his black life matter? No, instead they're all marching and riding over a criminal thug with a years-long record. Now, yes, it was wrong what happened to George Floyd.
Yep.
But they're martyring him. As if he's a martyr? What about this little boy? Oh, because he wasn't killed by a white cop? His life doesn't matter? These people are idiots.
Yep. No, well, again, it's hard to take it seriously when it's only selective black lives that matter. And, frankly, in the last dozen of these uprisings, they've been criminal black lives that seem to only matter. These innocent black lives, to your point, of a 3-year-old, of a 13-year-old, the cop that was killed protecting a property, there was a couple of other black cops that were killed during the riots. Those were good, honest, hardworking people. Some of them kids, not even a chance. Their lives don't matter, apparently.
One little girl, the 13-year-old little girl, was just watching TV in her own house.
I know. Think about that. Can't even be safe in your own house. But somehow, that was an assault on black people by white.
Right.
Right?
This is the thing. Ever since Black Lives Matter came to be, first of all, they've always been a left-wing, an extreme left-wing movement. They've always been AstroTurf. I mean, it might have started out originally to try to be something good, but it was instantly taken over. And, of course, leaders always want money, and they're greedy. And they're willing to sell their souls for whatever. But they, what have they been doing the past 7 years in the inner cities? Have they been pushing for school choice so that kids in black neighborhoods with horrifying schools can get a better education? Yep. No. Have they been pushing to make sure the education is better? No. Have they been pushing to help in the neighborhoods where there's an epidemic of single-parent homes, helping be big brothers and big sisters see these kids who only have one parent? No. They haven't done a damn thing for the black community. Not one thing.
Nope.
And they're proving it by having all these horrific deaths and not saying a word.
Now, towards the end of last week, every night I started playing clips from black leaders and saying, look, it's not the white guy that's screaming and telling you it's your fault. Here's a black guy telling you he grew up in this. He knows, you know, look at people like Larry Elder and Owens and many others, and even some that aren't so well known, that are out there laying it out in plain, simple English. And people don't want, you know what it is? Nobody wants to take responsibility for their own issues. Nobody wants to talk about their problems and how they need to fix their problems. This isn't going to get fixed because the good majority of the people doing it won't take responsibility for it. You agree?
Well, they want to put the blame on someone else other than the real problem.
Right. Yep.
And they certainly don't want to blame Democrats whose policies really made all this kind of stuff happen.
Don't be swearing on the show. What's that all about? Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin will be with us on this side of the break. They're going to rename the state of Rhode Island. They really are. We'll talk about that. Apparently, Rhode Island's official name is the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations.
I didn't know that.
I am 61 years old, lived in New England most of my life, and
do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The Trump administration extended a ban on green cards issued outside the United States until the end of the year and added many temporary work visas to the freeze, including those used heavily by technology companies and multinational corporations. The administration cast the effort as a way to free up jobs in an economy reeling from the coronavirus. A senior White House official predicted it will open up over 525,000 jobs for Americans. An Interior Department watchdog office will investigate law enforcement and security forces violent clearing of protesters from in front of the White House earlier this month. The Interior Department's Park Police and other forces released chemical agents and at times punched and clubbed largely peaceful groups of demonstrators to drive the public from Lafayette Square on June 1st during nationwide protest over the police killing of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Rhode Island's formal name is the State of Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations. And guess what's going to happen? There's now a move afoot to replace its name or to change its name. And they're going to exclude the portion that has ties to slavery. Now, here's the fun thing about it. I lived in Massachusetts most of my adult life. I knew it as the State of Rhode Island, as Rhode Island. We never said, hey, let's go down to Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations. Didn't even know that existed, right? Kimberly Moran joins me, and she has also been a New Englandite most of your life, right?
All of my life.
All right. Have you ever heard anybody say, hey, we're going to go to Boston for Friday, and then we're going to head down to Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations for the weekend? You want to come?
Nope. Never heard that. Never heard it called that when I was in when I went to P-Town for a weekend. Nope.
I mean, It's like these people are digging everywhere. They're just digging everywhere to come up with some. When you take it down, Teddy Roosevelt statues. Lincoln statues. My God.
Listen, Joe. Yes. Until they get rid of the Democrat Party, it's all BS. The Democrat Party was built on racism. Still is a racist party today, the most racist party, and they're going to get a pass. All the years they fought slavery, they fought Civil Rights Act. Really, they're going to get a pass? They put in policies that have almost destroyed the black community. They're going to get a pass? Well, you're going to take down all these other things, but Democrat Party's going to get a pass? That just shows that it's BS.
Right. No, I hear you. And I agree with you. I mean, look, they have picked up on the unrest, and they are throwing gasoline on open flames right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's not just BLM. You know, now they're looking at every mascot at every school on the face of the planet. I mean, you got to give her a credit. What's her name? Ann, when she's talking about Yale. and getting and now Yale, you know, really maybe they should put that out there. Maybe they, maybe we should put that on billboards all across the country about what Yale really came about.
But I think there's another one. I think New York City was named after someone who was a slave trader or something.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
so keep going, you morons.
Yeah.
Because you know what? When you do this cancel culture, the left ends up canceling their own selves.
Oh, I can't wait. Listen, look at all the cities. Which one of these cities having all this trouble is run by Republicans?
Is that none?
I'll wait. In the chat room, is there one of these cities out of control, right, that is run by Republicans or the mayor's a Republican, right?
Well,
nobody.
You know what's really bad, and I'm sure you've seen the reports from this weekend. All these cities, these left-wing, Democrat-run cities, have, you know, defund the police, you know, get rid of the police, or, you know, we got to do social workers instead.
Send them in.
Murders, shootings, crime is up.
God.
That's brilliant.
The social workers are going to turn and run in the opposite direction and say, never send me there again. Look at, you know, they're talking this weekend in Chicago. What was it, 104 people shot, and I don't know how many killed. Do you know how many were killed? Did you get that?
Was it 14? I can't remember.
Okay.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, all right. But wait a minute. They make
Father's Day weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know. All right. So, you know, you read the papers, and it doesn't start there. You go back every single year. They have got, you know, a week or a weekend where 100 people were shot, you know, 20 people died. Here's one back in May where 80 people were shot, 21 people died. Nothing has changed. And the Democrats have been running those cities. Nothing has changed. And you know what? I, to your point, I feel bad for the people that died. I really do. But you keep voting these guys in. You keep voting the people that won't keep you safe in. You deserve what you get at some point.
I don't know what these Democrats say to the community to get them to vote for them again. Like, we've been living in hell for all these years, and we still keep voting for you. I don't get it. It's like I always say, it's the hamster wheel. It just keeps going round and round and round, and nothing changes. It's the same. You're not getting anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
They look for the D, they look for the R, they think they're safer with the D, even though they're dying in big numbers. Girl sitting there watching TV on the weekend and she gets shot through the wall. How exciting.
That's just horrifying. And no one is addressing it. I know there's local leaders in those community, church leaders and other leaders that do try to make changes and make a difference, but their voices aren't being heard.
No.
You know, and the corrupt Democrats that are running these places, they're the ones who are in power, along with the left-wing loons like BLM.
Well, the mainstream,
pushing, you know,
right. The mainstream leaders of BLM don't want to hear them either. They don't want to hear the Owenses of the world. They don't want to hear the Larry Elders of the world. They don't even want to hear some of these other people they shut down and beat on, you know, to get to keep from speaking. And then everybody else jumps in. My God, if this keeps up, I won't be able to eat out anymore with how many people jumped on the BLM bandwagon. You know?
Right.
What is it? And I tell you, as a Christian, I am infuriated that people are saying Christians are, yeah, and Christians are saying Christians are racist. Pastors are stepping up and saying Christians are racist. It's inherent. Oh. So what I'd love to say with them, I would love for one of them to call in and go, look, you're telling me that God created us as racist? Then racism is okay, isn't it? But it's not true. You know?
Wait. Are you ready for this one?
Go ahead.
Okay, you ready? Are you ready?
No, I'll never be ready, but go ahead.
So you know Sean King, right? The white boy who wants to be black?
Yes.
So he believes that the statues of the white European they claim as Jesus should come down. He wants statues of Jesus to come down because they're a form of white supremacy.
Well, Jesus.
And always have been. In the Bible, when the family of Jesus wanted to hide and blend in, guess where they went? Egypt, not Denmark. Tear them down.
No, no. This is better. This shows you the ignorance of this group that we brought up. This shows you the fail of the education system. And frankly, this shows you the fail of the parents of these kids. First off, as a Christian, if you even cracked your Bible open and think a little bit, Egyptians and Israelis are not white. Okay, let's start off there. The chances of Jesus being white skin, 6'1", blonde hair with a British accent are none. Zippo. That's the movies, and it shows how dull you are if that's truly what you believe. Just do a little study. Just a little.
Oh, no. But
go ahead.
But Sean King is saying that white Jesus and his European mother, Mary, and their white friends, all of it should be torn down. So he wants to remove statues of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, because he's saying they're a form of white supremacy.
Sure, sure they are. That's right.
Has he never seen black Jesus? Because I have.
I have too.
I have seen Hispanic Jesus, Latino Jesus.
Yep.
Jesus is who he is in your heart, regardless of whatever the history of the Bible says. He's whatever you want to envision him as, in my opinion, and I'm not even Christian.
Yeah, but listen, let's use a little logic, because God is not like a foo-foo God. My God says, hey, there's a...
God?
Well, look, oxygen is oxygen, because God says it is, and you have to breathe it in. Doesn't matter what you think. So here's the deal. If Jesus was from Nazareth, if Jesus was from Israel or Egypt, he didn't have white skin. It's impossible.
Right.
You can't be in the sun. Matter of fact, his skin was probably wind-beaten, sand-beaten, you know what I'm saying? Sandy,
yeah.
almost brownish. And chance of him have long, blonde, flowing hair, only if you smoke enough grass. Because otherwise, it was probably short and curly and, you know, wind-blown again or sand.
Oh, no, no. But Sean King is saying any statue of Jesus as portrayed as white has to come down.
Well, how does he know? Most of them are bronze.
Jesus.
Most of them are bronze. You want to take those down? Because that's not white.
As long as they fall on people.
Oh, God. You know what?
I know that's not nice. Karma.
You took the thought right out of my head, because when I was watching those kids pull the statues down, I'm going, look, they're too stupid to figure out. They're standing right underneath it. Anyway. Darwin's Theory at work.
I'm sorry, Karma.
Your host.
Karma, be good.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
we are back.
Kissed me.
Like Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, as of recently, not that I wasn't before, but as of recently, I have become a big fan of Justice Thomas. Okay? I mean, here's a man who's been through a lot. And I loved it in the hearings when he was nominated and confirmed, where he just finally turned around and said, this is a modern-day lynching. Because, this, you know, basically this Negro is going to do what you want him to do.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was great. Now, he's come out recently and says, hey, he's twice now he has said in the last week, we are legislating from the bench, and it's wrong. It's not the right thing to do. God bless this man, okay? And then he says, blocking Trump moves to rescind DACA, it's a timid effort to avoid a controversial decision. God bless him. But for those of you who have been paying attention to the words, they didn't deny the DACA request. They just said it wasn't properly, you know, submitted. So now they got to go back and do it again. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate the time she spends with me on the air. And, hey, so, I mean, I don't really pay attention to them individually. But when Roberts started, he didn't just go left. He hopped in a cab, and they just keep driving in a left circle.
I personally think they have something on him.
You know what? Okay.
Obamacare did it for me because he made it fit to what they were saying. He screwed all of us on Obamacare, and I'm telling you,
yep,
they had something on him.
Well, I said it back then, believe it or not. I said, look, they got something on this guy.
Yep.
You don't take a guy like this with the rulings he created in the past, and all of a sudden...
Yep.
I mean, it just
yeah, he doesn't all of a sudden switch
no
like
sense.
That and violate the Constitution.
Yep. To the point
yep.
now,
they got something on
where
them.
Clarence Thomas and even Alito has come out and said, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. And was it, let me see, Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote his own partial dissent. Today's decision must be recognized for what it is, an effort to avoid a politically controversial but legally correct decision, Thomas wrote. The court has made it clear that the solution respondents seek must come from the legislative branch instead. The majority have decided to prolong the Department of Homeland Security's initial overreach by providing a stopgap measure of its own, which was illegal to begin with.
Right. Every president, if a president writes an executive order, the next one that comes in office can undo it.
Yeah, no. The beauty is, I can't, right, what did Obama say? I can't do this. I can't do this by edict. I can't do this by pen. I'm going to sign this agreement. I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
Right? And I got to tell you something. I know this is terrible. I mean, the way it's going to sound. We're talking 250,000, 350,000 young kids that were brought here, in most cases, without them knowing it. Okay?
Right.
I don't know how much energy I want to spend on this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's other things going on, other things happening. Maybe give them a special turquoise card, not a green card. I don't know. Whatever. And let's check out and make sure they're really doing what's right for this country. I don't know. I'm not totally sold out on this, but we're talking. Look at all the energy we're putting into 250,000 to 350,000 people
right.
living here.
It needs to be dealt with, but they certainly can't be put at the front of the line because they were brought here illegally by their parents. If they should be mad at anyone, they should be mad at their parents.
Yeah. Well, some of these kids that I deal with come to find out they didn't even know they were here illegally till they actually went to get their driver's license.
Yep.
Okay, that's got to be a shock to the system. I mean, that's like never being told you were adopted.
Yeah, it's not their fault. They were like 3 years old. You know, some of them were super young.
Right.
They had no idea. So, yeah, we need to deal with this issue. They shouldn't just be tossed out. This is their home. They don't know. They can't go back to a country they never remember.
And I know some of my listeners get mad at me because, look, if they've done well in school, they go into the military service, they're fighting for us, and you want to send them to what isn't really even their home? That is a little bit over the top for me. That's just me.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
We have to deal with it. It does have to be dealt with.
Yes, yes.
But,
there has to be
and we're not just going to give a free pass.
Right.
But something, you know, something can be worked out, and it has to end. This kind of crap has to end.
Yeah,
we need to have more strict immigration policies and actually enforce them.
I would go, you know what I would do? I would rewrite a total, we're talking too much white and black, I would totally rewrite the immigration policy the way I want it, you know, not worrying about what it was going to step on. And in that bill, I would say, this bill supersedes any and all immigration laws previously on the books. Period. I would do one clean bill. I am so tired of them going back and finding loopholes and ways around it and all this other crud. It makes me crazy.
Well, you've seen federal legislation before. It's a joke.
Yep.
Federal legislation makes a mockery of all of us.
Well, you know,
because
They need to have a straight bill law, which means no tag-ons, no amendments.
It has to be germane to the topic.
Bingo.
To the subject.
Yep.
That's the rule in New Hampshire for our state legislature. If something is not germane and someone tries to slip it in, out. Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. We have a law in the books here in California that if it has to do with taxes and other stuff, it actually has to be put up for 72 hours on the state website before they can vote on it. You should go see how often that happens.
Probably not.
Oh, we have to put that up before they vote on it? We thought it was afterwards. We didn't know.
Yeah.
Right? Even though we're the ones that passed it, we didn't know. Right?
Right, so, exactly.
All right, now here's one that'll get your head spinning and exploding. I always love doing this to you because I know you can't get to bed for 2 hours afterward. So apparently, the LA Times now says there's a direct link between anti-black racism and Trump's Kung Flu comment, which, frankly, wasn't originally his comment. So in 1961, American scholar David Burstein, he coined the term pseudo-event to describe it, an emerging tactic in the field of public relations, saying or doing something with the sole purpose of generating media attention. So he believes, they now believe that that's exactly what Trump did. Listen to this one. His latest ethnic slur, calling the deadly coronavirus Kung Flu, as he did at the anemically attended political rally. They love him, can you tell? In Tulsa, Saturday, deserves our condemnation. We should write to the president. We should demand that he apologize. It's like, give this kid who wrote this article, give him a lollipop and send him on his way.
Okay. I don't think it's appropriate for the president to call it that, number one. But how does that have to do with anti-black sentiment? I don't understand
I'm working
the
on
correlation.
It. Yep. Yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
No, I can't. I've read the article six times, and every time I read it, I feel dumber for having read it again. You know, read it again. I just don't even know where to go
with
that.
That's not even a stretch correlation, Joe. I mean, you can correlate things, right? Correlation, causation. You can really stretch that. This isn't even a stretch. This isn't even like, this is like the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
From one end to the other. That's how bad this is. It doesn't even make any sense whatsoever.
Well, listen. This shows you the lunacy of the left. Okay, stupid little things. Trump says the vote by mail is rigged. However, many in his cabinet vote by mail because they're not at home. Okay?
Oh, my God.
you see how they spin this stuff? Because they're in D.C. all the time. Do you want them to hop on a plane and dirty up the air to fly home to vote one time and then fly back to D.C.? I mean,
these people
have lost their minds, have they not?
Yeah, well, at least they vote from their actual residence, unlike in New Hampshire, where if they were all from D.C., they'd vote here because they'd say they lived here. So, you know, they're voting absentee. I've had to vote absentee once. Yeah, once, because I was going to be away on business.
So I still voted.
Under my control.
Right. Well, we do the same thing, though. We are permanent absentee voters. They send it to the House. If we're here in town or we can make the poll.
Okay, that's scary.
No, listen, we go to the poll and we surrender our absentee. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the legal way to do it. You surrender your absentee and you get a regular ballot. If we can't make it, then we send in the absentee.
Okay.
If you understand.
So when I
want to make sure I get the vote.
When I did my absentee, I did it right at the town city clerk's office and handed it to them right then and there.
Oh, no, they don't. But, oh, no.
Yeah, but see, no, it was in an envelope. Don't get
right.
me. But
no,
I did the voting right there. But I don't know if it ever got in.
We can check it online here in California.
Oh.
We can check and see.
Maybe I could back then. It was in Massachusetts. Who knows?
Well, it might not have been yours, though. Anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell people where they can find
you. I absolutely would not trust that. Look, one of the biggest places where the FBI says there is voter fraud is in nursing homes by people who go and collect ballots and then they change them.
Yep.
Biggest fraud, some of the biggest fraud, voter fraud, is from nursing homes.
Yep.
I do not trust that. I want to be there, and I want to put my ballot in the machine.
Quick, where to find you? Quick.
Oh, GraniteCrock.com just wrote a good thing about red flag laws coming up, and conservative IND on Twitter.
We'll be back in a few minutes with Dr. B. Don't go far.